At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. At least five counties in North Texas have banned the use of fireworks on this Independence Day as the threat of wildfire spreads. Disaster declarations for Palo Pinto, Parker, Erath, Johnson, and Hood counties prohibit the use but not the sale of fireworks within their borders for 60 hours. National Weather Service meteorologist Lee Carlaw says conditions are just right for wildfires.
Even with just rather light winds, we're noticing some considerable fire activity and grass fire starts over the last couple days, especially as you get west of I-35, where it has been drier and has been hotter.
Crews are working to contain a brush fire in Palo Pinto County. The Texas A&M Forest Service reports it's grown to 3,000 acres with 10% containment. Carlaw with the Weather Service says the fire-friendly conditions are staying in the forecast.
Unfortunately, with several days of 100-degree-plus temperatures, breezy south winds, what we call fine fuels, or those fuels that respond relatively quickly to dry conditions, have cured very quickly.
Anyone caught breaking the burn ban in Palo Pinto, Parker, Erath, Johnson, and Hood counties is subject to a $500 fine. State troopers have increased traffic enforcement through tomorrow to help keep all travelers safe during the holiday period. Texas DPS yesterday stepped up patrols looking for intoxicated drivers, vehicles speeding, failure to use seat belts, and other violations. During last year's 4th of July enforcement period, Texas troopers issued more than 98,000 tickets and warnings. Meanwhile, Texans on this holiday are being warned about the dangers of distracted boating. Ted Sensenbrenner with the Boat U.S. Foundation says most crashes result from boaters not paying attention to what's going on around them.
There's a lot of interest in taking a selfie or a photo of yourself while you're behind the wheel of a boat, but we certainly would encourage you to make sure the vessel is stopped and you're out of the traffic lanes.
U.S. Coast Guard figures show July is the worst month for boating collisions around the country. Last night saw fireworks across North Texas skies ahead of today's holiday. More are scheduled tonight, but what goes into making these colorful displays? Amy Walker is a professor with the University of Texas at Dallas. With a PhD in chemistry, she knows a thing or two about the science behind the boom. In today's Breakthroughs, we're going to revisit a conversation Walker had about fireworks with KERA's Justin Martin.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
How old are fireworks?
So the first recorded instance of fireworks actually is almost 2,000 years old from China. And essentially somebody discovered gunpowder, which is a mixture of saltpeter, which chemically is called potassium nitrate, a little bit of sulfur, and a charcoal source. And they worked out that if you heated it up, it made this huge bang. They also discovered that if you put it in bamboo tubes and put it in a fire, you got firecrackers, which then means that they could ward away evil spirits by making lots and lots of noise. So this was the origin of firecrackers. And then it sort of moved slowly into Europe and sort of across the Arab countries until sort of the mid-1500s, 1700s. A lot of firework displays in Italy, but they weren't what you would expect. They didn't have a lot of color with them. That happened much later. And they originally started off as being for the rich and then slowly became for the masses.
And I know there's a large variety today, from mm-hmm. bottle rockets to Roman candles, but what's inside your basic firecracker?
Okay, so there are two types of fireworks. There is your aerial firework, which is your skyrocket, and then there are what are called mortars, which actually sit in tubes, and they're the ones that you see mostly at firework displays. So they're built slightly differently. A skyrocket has, at the bottom of it, some gunpowder is sort of around the outside of a very narrow tube so that as the gunpowder goes off, it causes a lot of gas expansion. The air goes out of the bottom of the tube and lifts the rocket. If it's a mortar, in fact, the gunpowder first charge is on the outside of the firework. And the idea is that it's sitting in a tube very tightly and it just lifts it as that powder goes off. Then there's a secondary time delay fuse. Inside that, there's what's called a brake. and a break has stars and burning material. And the stars are what makes the color, the sparkles, the sound, everything like that. And depending on how you lay out the stars, depending on how you do each of the different shapes, you can actually end up with different shapes of firework, different timings of firework, different sounds, all sorts of different things they can do.
Have the chemicals in fireworks changed much since they were invented?
Yes. There's actually a lot of research done in fireworks. Things like figuring out the colors and getting them so you can see them in the night sky. So a metal salt like table salt, sodium chloride, burns orange. I should probably not tell everybody to do this, but if you have a gas stove at home, take a little salt and put it into the flame, the blue flame, and you'll see it turns orange. That's actually the sodium getting excited and giving off this orange color. It's what you see in the streetlights as well.
Kids, don't try this at home.
No.
You need to have adults.
Definitely have adults around.
What is it about fireworks that captivates us?
I think it's that you get the color, the sound, they just look spectacular. Who'd have ever thought that from a simple firecracker, you can get to all of these amazing shapes, these flowers and Roman candles and different effects. And, you know, it's been worked on for a long time, 2,000 years.
Amy Walker is a professor with the University of Texas at Dallas. There's over a dozen Independence Day fireworks shows going on tonight across North Texas. For a super list of celebrations, visit artandseek.org. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, Poland's Chief Justice turns up for work as usual in defiance of a new law forcing her and others to retire. Charged with corruption, Malaysia's former Prime Minister. Plus, are the bistros of Paris worthy of World Heritage status? That's on the BBC News. It begins at 9 here on 90.1. It's 8:30.